Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
Good morning, 2nd of December. I'm Lee Harris, live in the 1010 Wins newsroom, and we have an all-star lineup this morning. Glenn Schuck and Roger Stern all working out in the field today. Well, the weather today is not going to be as nice as we would like. It's not the big one, but it could be the messy one if you've got places to go and things to do, especially in the afternoon when we're going to have a mix of rain changing over to snow. And that sounds like a recipe for canceled flights and long delays at the airport. So let's go out to LaGuardia, where Roger Stern is this morning, to see what the arrival and departure boards look like so far. Roger?
Yeah, Lee, we certainly expect these delays to build, but not necessarily in the early morning when flights that are departing, the planes that already arrived the night before and were sitting waiting for passengers. But so far, according to FlightAware, there are 17 delays at LaGuardia, 2 cancellations, one of those cancellations affecting Adi, who is going to Toronto. His flight is 2.5 hours late.
Well, I've been just roaming around here for now, but then I know that the shuttle will take me back now, and then I'm just going to hang there for like another couple of hours, but my day's been, you know, torn apart for now.
Torn apart, that happening nationally, according to FlightAware, 5,500 delays, almost 500 flights canceled, and that number is sure to build.
Sounds like it's going to be a long day at the airport. Roger Stern at LaGuardia. Keep it locked into 1010 Winds today. We will keep you up to speed, of course, on the weather conditions and what you need to know to get from point A to point B and on to point C if you have to go there, too. A domestic incident at the Harmon Cove apartment complex in Secaucus turned deadly last night. Glenn Schuck is live on the scene there to tell us what happened this morning. Glenn?
Yeah, what we know, Lee, is that it was around 6 o'clock last night that these 911 calls started coming on in to police here in Secaucus. They responded quickly to the Harmon Cove Apartments. It's on Meadowlands Parkway, right off of Route 3. Now, some residents actually took to social media right away, talking about a guy with a gun that they saw in the complex. A huge police response, not just from Secaucus, but Jersey City and some other local communities as well. They arrived, and then the gunfire, and a lot of it, maybe 20 shots, according to some residents here. The mayor came out and said this was a man involved in a domestic dispute. Didn't say a lot beyond that, but that man ended up dead. He still has not been identified, so we don't know who this guy is. Now, we do know no officers were hurt in all of this. The Hudson County prosecutor initially had tweeted out about it, then handed this over to the Attorney General's office, Gurbir Graywal, who are leading the investigation now this morning.
That is normally a very quiet complex.
Very quiet, and as a matter of fact, it's been hard to find anybody this morning, especially with this weather. It's a gated community, so we really haven't seen a lot of people coming and going. I did want to also mention, Lee, now in terms of the investigation, we don't know if this guy actually fired on the cops or not, if he just wouldn't drop his weapon. So we'll follow this today and have an update throughout the day here on 1010 Winds.
All right, Glenn Schuck from Secaucus this morning. A fight at a bar in the Annandale section of Staten Island ended in gunfire yesterday. Cops say a 26-year-old man got into a dispute with two other men at the Play Sports Bar. They took it outside where one of those two men fired at the 26-year-old man, grazing his chest. The two men took off about 15 minutes later. A vehicle of interest was stopped on the Verrazano, but it's not clear if this had anything to do with that. The owner of the bar says they have a large security staff there, and he tells the Staten Island Advance he thinks his people handled the situation properly. There's somebody running around the village stealing wallets out of unattended backpacks and bags. Two incidents reported at the New School College, another at the Greenwich Social Restaurant, another at Luke's Lobster Bar. In all four cases, the female victims had left their bags unattended. The guy who stole their wallets did use their Metro cards in a couple of cases, and cops were able to dig up surveillance video as a result of that. We should have that up shortly at 1010winds.com. If he looks like anyone you know, the NYPD, as always, would appreciate a call. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.